In terms of photographic composition, one of the most frequently used and, at the same time, one of the most powerful compositional methods can be seen in this photograph by Eirik Holmøyvik. It's the comparison of near objects to far objects, emphasized by the use of a reasonably wide-angle lens. In his case, it's not a particularly wide-angle lens, at least that's my guess. I have no idea exactly what lens he used, but wide enough, with enough depth of field, to be able to pull these foreground rocks into sharp focus, as well as the subject itself, this rock called the whale, and the distant arm of land jutting out into the bay. It's that extreme depth of field that gives this photograph its essential reality. That is, after all, the way we see, or at least the way we believe we see. When we look at the foreground, it's tack sharp and in focus, at least as in focus as our eyes will allow it to be. When we look at the main subject rock, it's in focus. When we look at the distant horizon, it's in focus. Of course, it's actually not that way optically in our eyeballs, but that's the way our brain puts it all together. And so photographically, we create that simulation by following the pattern of making everything in sharp focus, a combination of aperture and focal length lens. And in so many cases, when it comes to the landscape, to pull this trick off successfully, a wide-angle lens can be one of the best and most useful tools you can use.